Thank you very much, Gustavo. We now have our academic discussant, Joanna Ho, University of California, Irvine. In a moment.
In a very, very quick moment, we will have that. Look at that. Are we up?
No,
we're not.
Good morning. I am delighted to discuss this paper.
And let me give you a very quick summary about the paper.
Gustavo did a 3-year comprehensive study on the IFARS and corporate governance in Peru. So mainly, he finds a limited effect of adoption of IFRS on the accounting quality in terms of the earnings management and the value relevance and the consequent corporate governance. The corporate governance focus is disclosure and transparency. Okay?
So let me first talk about the strength of this paper. This paper is a unique and interesting setting. Not many study in Latin America countries, particularly in Peru. This is a kind of a rare, very interesting setting. And also, he investigates different stages of implementation of IFRS instead of one-time conversion. And the other one is different from the traditional financial accounting using archival data. And this study using not only the secondary data, but also use the primary data, interviews, and surveys. So I think that is to examine the research question. That is the strength of this paper. Lots of rich data in his paper. And let me also point out some weaknesses. Every paper has weaknesses, okay? Not only yours. And first, I'm just think about a conceptual link. Because we know the corporate governance mechanism is very broad, including not only disclosure and transparency. It also covers remuneration schemes or the capital structure, influence institutional, investor, and acquisition of control and others. Very broad, okay? So doesn't the better financial reporting quality necessarily imply improvement in corporate governance mechanism? This is one question. Second one, I think in the current form, the stage of the paper, the empirical analysis are weak, okay, need some improvement. I will offer some suggestions. And also, there's a confounding event during his sample period. Are the results in financial reporting quality improvement attributed to the adoption of IFRS or the improvement of corporate governance or both, okay? And I cannot memorize the detail of the corporate governance. But for example, 2002, SMV established 26 principles of good corporate governance. 2008, BVL, the stock exchange, issued the index of good corporate governance. 2014, SMV issued the code of good corporate governance. All this happened in this sample period. So that's the reason I think that there may be some confounding effects. We cannot only attribute that the financial reporting quality is really purely to the adoption of the IFRS, okay? And let me first ask some clarification questions. I hope you can address these questions in your next revision. First, How does your study contribute to the international accounting literature? Whether the findings can be used by the standard setters of other less developed or Latin American countries, okay? They can use your finding to make a better judgment about the cost and the benefits of adopting IFARS, and definitely with a similar economic and political conditions. And secondly, you point out this Mongret and the Winkle-Reed 2019. That is a study in six Latin American countries, and their conclusion was adoption of the IFARS is insufficient, okay, to guarantee transparency in Latin American countries, including Peru. So my question is, why do we need another study to demonstrate similar results, limited effect, okay? So you have to address why you consider your study is really important in light of their recent study. And the other is you list a bunch of the papers, just for example. You cited this example at all, 2012. But remember, this paper, the setting is some European countries. Okay, they have their own country setting or the different legal system, corporate governance strength. And their argument was the conversion to IFARS improves information quality, thus enhance the comparability, transparency of financial reporting. Your hypothesis is mainly based on this study. So I'd like to see why. Okay, why the Peru results should be similar to this setting or different. And in the most recent study, the Rojigas et al., 2017, actually, they also talk about change from local accounting regulation to international approved standard, increase the value relevance, improve earnings timeliness in large firms. So why your results is different from this recent study? Okay, that's a clarification questions. And also, I have some clarification question like, what is the differences between first and the second stage of this IFARS adoption? For example, first stage you mentioned, the CONICEF decided to strongly force company to comply with IFARS, require company under its control supervision to comply with IFARS. But the second stage, you state that companies under its control and the supervision must fully comply with the IFARS issued by ISB. I'd like to see you highlighted the difference between these two stages. And also in the third stage, you simply say, see Appendix 2 for an excerpt from an interview with the supervision of a superintendent of the security market. I'd like you to have some description in the text instead of refer to the appendix, okay? And the other clarification questions, I think I listed here, I'm not going one by one, but I think one thing that's quite interesting to me is you include the six interviews from the universities, the department heads or the deans, and you may add a footnote about what is the role of universities in the standard setting in Peru, so which may be different from other countries. And you can read the others, okay, you can read. Make a clarification in your next revision. And here are some general suggestions. I like your figure one. That is the four historic milestones in the adoption of IFARS. Very clear. And with that kind of a figure one, really guide you to understand about development in the IFARS. And you may develop a similar figure for the historical milestone in the development of corporate governance. That can help the reader to understand the development much easier. And secondly, is about your hypothesis development. Currently, you simply list all these prior studies about pros and cons. But I like you to use these prior findings to motivate your main hypothesis, okay? And you have to provide the argument why the adoption of IFARS can or cannot improve accounting quality and corporate governance. Some argument instead of list all these findings, pros and cons. Okay. And for empirical, and I think the one unique part is you study the different stages of adoption of IFARS rather than one-time conversion. And the figure one really shows that as early as 1999, the CONICEF issued a manual for the preparation of financial information according to the IFRS. So that made me think about, is it likely, okay, the public affairs in Peru may have anticipated about this adoption and they changed their reporting behavior earlier than 2006. So you may check, okay, the earnings management and value relevance before 2006, from 1999 to 2006, and see how it compares to the later periods. And in your periods, you have the 2006 to 2009, 2011 to 2012, right? And then the later one. I think you can collapse the last two, 2011 to 2016, as you highlight. This is the actual implementation. 97%, 95% of company already implement in 2011. I don't think there is any reason to separate the latter period, so you can collapse. Okay, and that may increase your statistical power. You can find that your empirical results will be different. Okay. The other one is reading your paper, okay, it suggests the model seems to be estimated using the pooled data. But think about, you only have 175 companies, right? And that is subject to the IFRS. In terms of every industry, the sample size is very small. It may not be feasible for you to estimate at industry year level, okay? So you may have to think about using the estimation model by year with the industry fixed effect to estimate the discretionary accruals because your sample size is quite limited. Okay? And the other one, I did not see you add some control variables in your model. So you may think about the firm characteristic variables included in your analysis. Okay? And as I mentioned, 2008, the BVL, they issued the Index of Good Corporate Governance. This index may help you to verify the results on corporate governance evolution during that sample period. Okay, for the interview results, I think you have very rich data in the interviews, but currently it is not easy to digest. Okay. And this interview, the results can really shed additional light on why IFRS is ineffective or effective, okay, in Peru. But currently, for example, in the topic one, Peruvian gaps, I think lots of the overlap with the introduction in Peru, accounting in Peru. So you may have to condense this section. It's a long section, okay? You can condense by the incorporating some interview transcripts into here. Lots of overlap, redundant. And also you can put some representative, not all the transcript, representative transcripts in appendix. That can condense your paper. And the second one, for the benefits of implementation of IFRS. Currently, you list only this kind of a detail, every interview is a transcript. I'd like you to summarize by major points and then using some quotes, okay, to demonstrate to your readers. And the other suggestion, I think a figure one is very good, but does not match with the description in the text. You can check about all these details. And table six, it's very difficult to read, okay? It's so difficult to read. And also, I don't know how you come up with all these numbers. So my suggestion is use the one company as an example to go over how you come up with every row of the statistic, then provide a summary statistic, and you can either put all this detailed information in the appendix. Okay? And here are suggestions how can you condense the paper by combining, removing some tables and figures. I'm not going for every single one, so you can refer to here. And another thing is be consistent, provide information when you discuss the prior studies. Particularly, in what is the country setting for these studies? What kind of measures they use, okay? for the value. Relevance was for the strength of a governance that can help you read better, make a comparison across the different studies. And here for the figure two, you simply say on a scale of 0 to 5, he means McGee 2010 obtained the following results. I'd like you to have elaboration in the text instead of refer to figure two. Okay, so that is what you can help the readers. And add a limitation to the conclusion. There are some missing reference in some editorial comments. Okay, so here you can see the titles here. And I think, this study is a very unique and interesting country setting. And the loss of the rich data, but you need to tighten up the paper and make some improvement. I haven't learned a lot about accounting reporting standards and corporate governance development in Peru. It's a very good source of the information. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne.